What's up, y'all? It's Mike again of iWatchMike.com. It's Sunday? Sunday, this gloomy, rainy Sunday here in Houston. And I just finished watching. I'm caught up, finally, to last week's episode of The Originals. I'll see you in hell or in New Orleans. This episode, pretty good. It didn't really, like, rock my socks. It didn't really explode my mind like the past couple of episodes. But I'll take this one because you can tell this is definitely the beginning of some serious crap that's going on. You got Lucien. He's, you know, trying to get Cammy and Vincent on his side, that he's there to protect Klaus. And then they see the visions and they see Lucien's up to something, and Marcel is going to turn on something. And then Tristan comes into the picture and tells Elijah that Lucien's wants to get into Klaus's ear. Man, you just don't know who to freaking believe. I don't know who to believe. I like Lucien, but then I don't trust Lucien. Tristan, he seemed like when he was talking to Elijah that he meant it. But then at the end, towards the end of this episode, another body's found with a Joker smile. Yeah, I don't know who to believe. I don't trust, you know what? Still, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't matter what I think of these two characters right now. I'm Team Klaus and Elijah. So, yeah, I'm those guys. So whatever we got to do, just kill them both. But there's this weapon. I don't know what this is. Is it a weapon? Is it a person? I don't know. And then Aurora, the crazy sister, you see what she did to those poor monks? They're there just to watch her. She kills them all, jumps off the side of a mountain. She is going to be a pain in the ass. I have a feeling she really, truly is going to be a pain in the ass. I'm wondering when Klaus sees her, are they going to have sparks? I don't know. What else? This episode was pretty damn good. I could see, and not see, I'm sure I could hear. I swear when I was watching, I heard girls screaming. What's up with that octagon scene with Haley and Jackson? Ooh, they were like fighting with sticks, and then Jackson was fighting with some other kind of stick, if you know what I'm talking about. So that was a pretty good hot scene right there. Haley, she's getting hotter for me as the seasons go by. I wasn't a real big fan of her because I was blinded by, of course, Rebecca and Davina. But I would put Haley up there. She's hot, and she doesn't take shit from nobody. And that's what I like about it. Like, she will put up a fight. Davina, cool magic, still young. Rebecca, she'll still fight too. But sometimes Rebecca can let her emotions get a little ahead of her to kind of distract her. But not Haley. Haley doesn't give a damn. What else? What else did I like about... I definitely liked Elijah ripping out Michonne, a.k.a. Aya's heart, almost out of her chest. That was awesome. I'm telling you, Elijah's a... He's a pimp. He's a G. What else? I definitely liked the flashback. I'm not really... Most of the time when I watch these flashbacks, I'm like, hurry up. But this one was a good one because we learned that Lucien was the first person that Klaus ever turned. And also that their blood actually heals people. So this was kind of cool to see where it all started with everybody. And see, I know there's that connection there with Klaus and Lucien. So, like, does he trust him? Does he not trust him? And then, freaking at the end of this episode, Klaus does try to apologize, I would think, in his own kind of non-apologetic way to Elijah. But Elijah just kind of hears it and walks out the room. So, I think Elijah wants to forgive him, but Klaus is just always screwing up, you know? So I don't know. But I know at the end of the day, they're not going to let each other go down. And then you see Marcel, who's a little perturbed and pissed off, has that card in his hand. Did y'all see the commercial for next week? Next week, looks like he's trying to join up with Tristan's crew, with their family. It's like the mob. So what is Marcel doing? I don't know what he's doing. And now he's all pissed off at Elijah for sending him out of the room. They should have just told Marcel. I don't see that's what happens. Marcel's had their back for I don't know how long, and you're not going to tell him what's going on. So now Marcel thinks that you don't care about him anymore, and feelings are hurt. So much drama. All right, people, I think that's it. Next week, we've got a new episode of The Originals on Thursday night on the CW. I'm pretty excited because I want to see what this party is going to be about. And we get to see Haley in a red dress, and she looks lovely. All right, people, that's it. What do I give this episode? Scale of 1 to 10. I probably give it a good 7, just for the fact that we get to see some backstory And then you know it's some crap's about to hit. But it didn't rock my socks, because I like all the fighting and blood and ripping apart of body parts. I like that stuff. So, all right, people, that's it. Everybody have a great remaining weekend, depending on when you're listening to this. And if you're listening to it later on, have a great week. Halloween is just around the corner next Saturday. Ooh, Halloween-y. All right, people, that's it. Check out my blog, iwatchmike.com, and follow me on Twitter and Instagram. I'll follow you back at Mike the Movie Guy. And check out my Facebook fan page. I post a bunch of stuff there as well. iWatchMike is the Facebook page. All right, people, that's it. I'm out of here. I'll talk to y'all later. Next week, a new Originals episode. Peace out.